Good morning, Michael. Good morning, everyone. The Federal Treasury Secretary, John Fraser, has emphasised the importance of Australia's AAA credit rating, saying structural budget improvements will be necessary to reduce the country's net debt. Now, in a speech at the Sydney Institute last night, Mr Fraser said that falling commodity prices and weaker than forecast revenues did not excuse a tough government stance on repairing the budget deficit. Mr Fraser said, as one of only 10 countries with a AAA credit rating from all three major ratings agencies, Australia needs to protect that status. Now, his comments follow fresh data that was released yesterday, which show that Australia's revenue gap has deepened due mainly to that slump in commodity prices. Now, the price of exports fell around 10% over the past year, while the price of imports has risen by 2.4% over the year. What this means is that the terms of trade, which is the ratio of export to import prices, are at a decade low and 30% below the long-term average. This represents a significant decline in the purchasing power of Australian households. Let's go to the global markets now. And at the close, the Dow rose 0.8%. The Nasdaq was at 0.9% higher, while the S&P 500 gained 0.6%. In London, the FTSE finished down 1%. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is at $33 a barrel. Tapas crude is at $36 a barrel. And gold is trading at $1,114 an ounce. The Australian dollar is currently buying 71 US cents, 65 euro cents and 49 pence sterling.